The UN Security Council holds an open debate on Iraq today. The session follows word that Russia and France plan to veto a resolution before the Council. Its sponsors, the United States, Britain, and Spain, had planned to call for a vote today on the resolution, which gives Iraq until March 17th to fully comply with UN demands to disarm. But the vote has been postponed because of the veto threat, and because there doesn't seem to be enough votes for approval even without a veto. Joining me now is NPR's Vicky O'Hara. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The Bush administration and the British government have been lobbying nonstop for this resolution, yet it seems to be losing more support each day.
It certainly does. You know, if you looked at the schedules yesterday for the President and Secretary of State Powell, they were virtually empty of public appointments, and the reason is that they were on the telephone lobbying for votes. President Bush called 8 world leaders. Secretary of State Powell also was on the phone, and he met in person yesterday with the foreign minister of Guinea, which is one of the undecided votes on the Security Council. But the opposition just grows. Yesterday, France and Russia made it clear that they were not just threatening to abstain from the vote. They were talking about an outright veto. And Pakistan, one of the undecided countries on the council, which has, you know, cooperated with the United States in the war on terrorism, now says that it will abstain. Pakistan's vote could be critical because at the moment there are only 4 votes, at least publicly, declared in favor of the resolution. And Chile, another undecided council member, also has expressed opposition to the very tight deadline that's set forth in the resolution.
First Britain and now the United States is talking about a compromise. What are they proposing?
The Security Council met last evening behind closed doors, and they discussed this issue of a compromise. The British ambassador to the UN says it involves a concept of 2 phases. First, you know, they'd give Iraq a somewhat looser deadline than March 17th, perhaps 10 days or so until the end of the month, to take some very specific steps. And then when the deadline arrives, the Security Council would have to decide whether Iraq had met the tests or whether it was time to go to war. The United States is not happy about extending the deadline, but the resolution as written, as you said, just doesn't have enough votes. And the U.S. is prepared to go to war without the resolution, but Britain isn't. Prime Minister Tony Blair is in a lot of trouble at home politically. There's huge opposition among the British public to war without the endorsement of the United Nations. 1/3 of Blair's own party has publicly opposed his position on Iraq, and one of his cabinet members is threatening to quit.
If there is a compromise, when might it go before the Security Council?
Spain, which is co-sponsoring the resolution, says it will be time for a vote when there are enough votes for approval, which means at least 9 votes without a veto. The United States is unlikely to wait for more than a few days. U.S. officials say that once a compromise is reached, it then would have to be circulated among the 15 Security Council members, and then they would need at least 24 hours to confer with their government. So we're probably talking Thursday, maybe later.
What's the purpose of today's open council debate?
It was requested by the Non-Aligned Movement. The movement represents 115 countries. Most of them are from the developing world. The Non-Aligned Movement is very opposed to war against Iraq. It's spoken out repeatedly about what a war would do to weaken economies in developing nations, especially in Africa. The Non-Aligned Movement has complained rather bitterly that the debate on Iraq has been dominated by the United States. So this is an opportunity for lesser powers to register their opinions in the closing days as a decision is about to be made.
Any chance there could be a compromise on which everyone could agree?
The undecided countries on the Security Council are certainly pushing for that. They're extremely upset about being in the position of possibly making or breaking a resolution. They say the big powers, the permanent members, need to live up to their responsibilities in the compromise. But French Prime Minister Chirac has said that no matter what the circumstances, France will vote no to war. And the United States has made it clear that the time for negotiating has just about run out. The U.S. position remains that it wants a resolution, which would be a U.N. endorsement for military action, but the Bush administration is determined to act with or without it.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara.